Welcome back to Upstate's HealthLink on Air. Linda Cohen here. Well, when we think about running a hospital, what immediately comes to mind are the quality control issues that surround the medical and the patient care. But there's an entire world of infrastructure that must function seamlessly in the background for any successful hospital to meet the patient and staff needs. And here with me this morning are two people whose job it is to make all of that look easy and trouble-free. Joining me are Mark Torres and Enderly Fredrickson, Hospital Systems and Engineers for Upstate University Hospital. I might add, I see that Enderly is also a Six Sigma Master Black Belt. Wow, Enderly.
That's quite impressive.
Welcome, Mark.
Nice
Welcome,
Enderly. Nice
Thanks for coming in today. So to begin with, I'm sure most of our listeners have no clue as to what we mean when we say hospital systems engineer. Why don't you take a stab at telling us what it is?
Well, hospital systems engineering is essentially taking a look at the processes that occur in a hospital that a patient or somebody visiting the hospital goes through. So it's like a holistic view of what's actually occurring during a hospital visit.
So give me an example. You mean like check-in, those kinds of things?
Right. So far I've been kind of working with the outpatient clinics. And so systems engineering viewpoint of the clinic is a patient needs to go for a visit. They want to be seen and treated, get the prescriptions or other procedures done, and then they want to leave. And then so it's kind of my job to take a look at that and delve a little bit deeper into, okay, what happens during that actual visit? What are the throughput issues and what are some of the quality issues?
So it is quality control, but it's also just the whole process of how people are handled or treated. Enderly, why don't you say some more about that?
Sure. Actually, I've been dealing most within the hospital, and it's sort of like a process from start to finish. What are the steps that are accomplished or happened either to a patient? For example, I've been in the OR, and on us receiving that initial patient when they show up, what are the steps that happen to surgery or to prepping them for surgery, to surgery, after surgery, and then their after-surgery care. So it's sort of looking at those pieces of the puzzle that go from start to finish.
So ultimately, these really do play a role in both quality control for patient care,
yes,
as well as how everyone feels working in that environment.
Sure. And the idea behind it is to sort of streamline it. You know, finding those areas of waste that or redundancy that we'll be able to eliminate to make the process smoother.
So you have a motto.
Yes, my motto is working smarter, not harder. And that enables you to take a step back, look at what you're doing, and some things don't make sense. Why are we filling out this piece of paper 3 or 4 times or these computer screens 3 or 4 times? But if we can eliminate, you know, 4 of those and the redundancies, you're going to just make somebody's job easier to do. And in essence, that gives you time to concentrate on the other areas that you have to focus on within your job.
So you really not only have to have that, you're almost looking from 30,000 feet. You're like up above looking at the entire functioning and structure and how things flow. But you probably have to know an awful lot about the existing technology and how you can leverage it best, because I would think that would play a role.
To some extent, yes. For us, we're not clinical people. We've come from different places outside of the medical industry. So we're learning that stuff as we go along, but really what we try to do is take some of the knowledge that we've had from other industries and see how it applies in the hospital setting, because when you take a process viewpoint of things, it's good to kind of take the similarities and apply them in the hospital setting.
So I know you both come from different backgrounds, as you're alluding to. You had different industry backgrounds. Tell us first, Mark, you start. Tell us about yourself, how you got to this place right now, and what you bring from your past experiences to this current role.
It's interesting how I ended up here. I don't think from my original path it was kind of set out to end up in the medical field, but I essentially started in the Navy. I was an officer on a couple of warships for 6 years.
Wow.
And my undergraduate training was in systems engineering, but, you know, it was kind of applied towards a electromechanical kind of field. And while I was in the Navy during my last tour, I completed a master's degree in systems engineering. And found this job posting for a hospital field, and it just really appealed to me because it's not something that I thought of when I thought of systems engineering. But, you know, after taking a closer look at some of the processes and some of the elements of systems engineering, it was easy to see that it was
applicable. So tell us a bit. So you were an undergraduate first before going into the Navy, or you did your undergraduate work as part of your...
I did my undergraduate work at the Naval Academy in Annapolis.
I see. Okay. So that's, I get it. So, but what made you focus on the idea of systems engineering even there?
I like the idea of systems engineering because it has that kind of high-level view of things where you see something from start to finish. Whereas if you went to a more disciplined form of engineering, say mechanical, you're really kind of focused and specialized in that one particular field.
So you could see the whole picture.
Yes.
But how will the information or the knowledge or the experience that you had help in this particular job? Just give us, what do you think about in terms of what you bring to apply here?
I think it's really just the mindset. So you have inputs and you have outputs. And so if you apply that mindset to
It's problem solving.
Right.
So it almost doesn't matter what the subject matter is, mm-hmm. in a sense.
Yes.
Is that right, Angela?
That's right. It isn't. It's a transparent ideology that goes anywhere. You can use it in your kitchen. You know, where am I going to put my forks and my spoons? Do I put them closer to the dishwasher, or do I put them closer to the actual dishes that I'm going to set the table with? Or where am I putting my utensils for using on the stove? You know, it's anywhere from there to how I'm doing my laundry and bringing my laundry up and down the stairs to, you know, the manufacturing. How am I going to make this manufacturing line work better, faster, to increase my throughput? How am I going to get a patient from start to finish? And using those and streamlining the ideas behind them. And you're talking to the experts, and they're the ones that are telling you your inputs and your outputs. Our job is really asking the questions, the right kind of questions, to get them where they need to be and get their brains thinking the way they need to.
So first thing I'm thinking when you say throughput, help us understand that. You both alluded to that term. What does that mean to
you? Throughput is, to me, it's the number of items that you get through a system in a certain amount of time. So whether it be manufacturing, or whether it be, in this case, it might be patients, getting them through the system seamlessly so that everyone, you know, you can either get them through faster, and in this case in the hospital, that means more money ultimately, but really what we're looking at is not even necessarily increasing our money, but we're looking at increasing our idea that we can touch a patient and make their lives better.
The quality and the value. So
it
isn't just a number,
no,
numbers
it's not.
Game.
Mm-mm.
So it is kind of, in the old world terminology, a systems engineer is almost like an efficiency expert.
Yes.
Am I correct in
right.
that?
Yes, you are.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to get a handle on it. So tell us, you come from a number of different environments.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting because I do not have any formal education in terms of a collegiate level for systems engineering. I do have a master's in statistics, which is applied in mathematical statistics, which sort of uses the numbers to, you know, you apply them to a situation and come up with some answers of where your
problems, challenges are.
Yeah, and I think from there I went into I went to Xerox and did some systems engineering there in terms of like beta testing for some other new products. But it sort of has evolved over time. You know, I've been at Daimler Chrysler and a small company down in Binghamton where this Six Sigma portion, which stems from statistics, has sort of melded me into this black belt engineering kind of thing where you're using the statistics to improve your output, whether it be a better design for an actual product or improving your throughput, as I mentioned. So
the Six Sigma Master Black Belt means what?
That means that I have the education that goes with the actual black belt, but that I've applied it in many, many cases and mentored other folks to their black belt entities through project project completion.
You're saying black belt in karate?
No.
Black belt. Okay,
Six Sigma black belt.
Okay.
Six Sigma
black belt. And make that clear to us.
Yes. Six Sigma is the statistical ideology that goes with it. So it's the idea of so many sigmas away from the mean. It comes from the TPS, which is the Toyota Production System.
Oh, very interesting. Mm-hmm. I'm learning something completely new because I didn't understand what that was. That's great. That's wonderful. So you've been in a number of different environments. How have they informed your current role? I mean, how do the experiences that you've had, how will you bring those to this role? And what do you see as the similarities? You've made some allusions to what similarities there are.
Well, I think, or differences. As I said, it is transparent. And I think a lot of that working with individuals and helping them get to the aha moments that they have is fulfilling. But you have that everywhere. As I said, it doesn't matter if you're working on a production line or if you're in the hospital. And I think here I'm a pretty social person for being an engineer, so it's almost a better fit because people talk to me more. But I've quite enjoyed the hospital entity, and I think that making a difference in patients' lives is more impact for what I was looking for in my job, whereas in manufacturing, I'm making an impact for the company and improving their throughput. But personally, that's not offering me as much as working on patients.
So it's more satisfying in the sense that you actually see the effects on human beings directly of your efforts. That makes a lot of sense. So either of you, what are your greatest challenges so far? Or what do you see? Mark, what about you?
I think the greatest challenge so far is implementing the mindset that we kind of bring to the table.
When you say implementing, you mean also getting some other people on board?
Right, right. And so it goes from clerical staff to clinical staff and kind of training and implementing the same way of thinking that we have, which is primarily quantitative based. So it's based off of what the numbers are telling us.
Do you find a lot of resistance to that? I mean, it's clear to me that anybody trying to come into an already existing organism, so to speak, and make changes might run into some resistance.
Right. So I wouldn't really call it resistance quite. I would call it more skepticism because people are kind of in a way of doing things, and they've done things for several years, and, you know, they see it working to some extent, but they're skeptical about how well changes could affect the outcomes. So by doing some modeling and some data analysis, we can make projections and predictions and kind of sell.
So you have to do a lot of you have to be salespeople in a way of your philosophy.
Mm-hmm. Well, How about you? What's interesting is so many people here, because it's a new field within the health industry, so many people have already had some good ideas and have already, we can do this, and I've asked for this 8,000 times, not knowing that now we're wrapping a structure around it. And we're here, the hospital has brought us here so that they can concentrate on the areas. We want to make it easier, so give me your suggestions again, and this way it'll give you an avenue for us to take it back up to the top.
Well, it's fascinating, really, really interesting. And I think you probably, is Upstate one of the few places in the country at this point that's doing this, or is this a new trend?
It's a new trend. It's a new trend.
It's very exciting that we're very fortunate to have you both.
Right.
And it's wonderful to come in. I appreciate your coming in today and sharing us all your information and telling us all about what you've been up to. Well, my guests have been Mark Torres and Anjali Fredrickson, hospital systems engineers for Upstate University Hospital. And we'll be right back right after this short break. I'm Linda Cohen, and you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air. Thank you both.
Thank you.